I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. U.S. President Barack Obama has declared a federal emergency in North Dakota and Minnesota. Residents are braced for an early spring snowstorm that could worsen Red River flooding. The Christian Reformed World Relief Committee is mobilizing their disaster response. CRWRC's Bill Adams urges prayer.
Anytime where people go into the community, it's to work, but it's to be the hands of Christ. That's really what it's all about. You go in, you lend a hand, and you're invariably offered the opportunity to pray and to encourage. The ministry opportunities abound whenever you have a disaster in a community.
Meanwhile, human rights attorney Gao Zhejing has been missing for over 50 days in China. He'd been helping some underground believers until he was dragged off by police officers on February 4th. Reports suggest that Gao continues to be tortured. China Aid and Voice of the Martyrs have created a petition to the Chinese government to release Gao to safety. To sign it, go to our website. And the HIV/AIDS pandemic continues to grow in Kenya. According to Matt Parker of Kids Alive, about 1.5 million children have been orphaned by AIDS, and the number's expected to soon rise to 2 million. Kids Alive is helping about 300 children who've been affected by HIV in physical and spiritual health. Parker recently visited the ministry's residential homes.
One thing that has really struck me over the last week as I visited our different homes is just how God is at work in these children's lives. And it's been a real privilege to attend their times of worship and their devotions, just seeing how God is at work in them.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're most effective in evangelism by how you live. I'd like to help you remember that and help Mission Network News at the same time. For a gift of any amount, I'll send you the new Point of Grace CD called How You Live. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.